This is Jay Sekulow. The president stands up to the House Democrats' charade.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Adam Schiff didn't tell us that the way he treated Ambassador Volker in this interview last week, that treatment is the reason why the administration and the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. So the president's administration blocks Ambassador Sondland's testimony that was scheduled to go before the House Intelligence Committee today. Why is this? And I'll tell you why the reason is here. This is a charade taking place at the House of Representatives. There's no due process. There is no, there's nothing done with any structure. This is, if you look at the history of this, and this is what I want everybody to focus on, let's talk about where this started. Let's not forget, it sounds like ancient history, Robert Mueller's investigation. There was Russia collusion, except there wasn't. Mueller found no collusion. Then there was, it wasn't the collusion anymore with Russia. It was now, there was an obstruction of the investigation, except Mueller was allowed to complete his investigation. And he couldn't make a decision on what standards would be met for obstruction. The Department of Justice did and said no obstruction. Then it was, there's a quid pro quo with Ukraine. Quid pro quo. And then the transcript comes out and there's no quid pro quo. But there's a whistleblower. And then Adam Schiff says he never spoke to that whistleblower. No one on the staff spoke to the whistleblower, only to find out they did. And Schiff had to admit that. Then the whistleblower, number one, doesn't put in the reports that they filed, the forms they filed, that they had conversations with the House. But don't worry, there's whistleblower number two now. Except here's what's really happening. The transcript out, there's no secret. It's there in black and white. And what's happening right now? What's really at play? Now Adam Schiff says this move to not let this ambassador testify is in fact an obstruction of our power of Congress, as if exercising constitutional protections and prerogatives of the executive branch of government, as set forth in Article 2 of the United States Constitution, is subverting an act of Congress? No. It is protecting the Constitution of the United States. And you cannot, as Harry Hutchison so eloquently said 2 weeks ago, and it is true more so today than even then, this is Adam Schiff and his colleagues trying to weaponize the execution of the United States Constitution. And I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever your party affiliation might be. Let me tell you what you don't do. Don't trample on the U.S. Constitution. And if the president, in consultation with his lawyers and others, including the Department of Justice, believe that there are important executive privilege issues that emanate from the Constitution itself, those are protected. That cannot be the basis of an impeachment proceeding, that you're exercising constitutional prerogatives. But of course, this comes from the House of Representatives that puts in writing they do not recognize attorney-client privilege. The House does not. Now, let me ask the American people this question. When you talk to your attorney, you assume it's confidential because of the longstanding common law recognition of attorney-client privilege. It is the very foundation of our judicial system. But Adam Schiff and his colleagues say no attorney-client privilege, no executive privilege for the president under Article 2. Take the Constitution and throw it out the door. So you're darn right ambassadors aren't going to be testifying because the charade has been exposed for what it is. A charade. We shouldn't be surprised. This is the reality of what we're dealing with. We are not going to allow these inquiries, as they're calling them, to turn into a destruction of the U.S. Constitution. We're fighting back. So is the White House. Enough is enough. We'll take your calls and comments at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
The sound from the Adam Schiff conference this morning where he talks about the witnesses, the failure to produce the witnesses. I want you to hear this, folks. Let me set up a context. Adam Schiff is actually saying this publicly, that your failure to put up witnesses and comply with our subpoenas is evidence of obstruction of our investigation and subject to an article of impeachment. Except these are constitutional prerogatives. But as I said in the first segment, this is coming from a Congress that doesn't even recognize attorney-client privilege. You can imagine how that sits in Washington, D.C. among the legal community. They don't recognize attorney-client privilege? Well, guess what? Everyone else does. They want to test that in court? Good luck. We win. All right. I want you to hear the words of Adam Schiff. That's what's important here. Take a listen.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
A co-equal branch of government, yes. A superior branch of government, no. Actions that are superior to the Constitution are, guess what? Unconstitutional. Let me break this down. The failure to produce this witness, first, Harry Hutchinson, director of policy at the ACLJ. What they're not saying is the failure to produce the witness was based on a constitutional executive privilege.
Absolutely. So Adam Schiff and many of the Democrats consistently ignore the Constitution or alternatively seek to criminalize the execution of the Constitution when they think it favors their attempt to grab power permanently. What Adam Schiff fails to understand, of course, is that the United States Constitution gives Congress Article I legislative power, the President Article II executive power, and the United States Court's judicial power under Article III. It is clear beyond question that the President retains executive privilege under Article II. But House Democrats, as I understand it, not only refuse to recognize executive privilege, they now refuse to recognize attorney-client privilege or deliberative privilege. In other words, this is a mad grab for power that ignores the Constitution.
Every week, Harry Hutchinson comes up with the line, say that one again, a mad grab.
A mad grab for power by House Democrats, who consistently, A, ignore the Constitution, and secondarily, without evidence, they seek to, as Bill McGurn points out, impeach Trump voters.
So here's what If you would have told me this last night, I could use that on Chris Cuomo, you know. You didn't, though. That's okay. We broke the news on that today at Jay Sekulow Live. The mad grab for power. So let's go to the second. That's only, by the way, the first five words of his statement. Let's go to the second one. The failure to produce these documents. So the failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet another additional strong evidence of obstruction. Now, let's break this down. Failure to produce this witness. Constitutionally protected for that witness not to have to testify. That's the executive privilege. Failure to produce these documents. Executive privilege on the document. This is rooted in the Constitution itself. We consider yet another additional strong evidence of obstruction of constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government. Let me tell you what this is. I'm going to say it exactly what I said in the beginning of this broadcast. Let me tell you what this is. Russia collusion, couldn't prove it. Didn't happen. Obstruction, nope, couldn't reach an obstruction claim. So that was Bob Mueller. Remember him? That was like 100 years ago, it seems like. Nobody's talking about the Mueller report. Anybody talking about Bob Mueller's investigation for 2.5 years and $40 million? Not after that testimony. So that's over with. Then it was aha. The president had a conversation with Ukraine. The president of Ukraine. What can we do with that? Well, there was a quid pro quo. If you do this, we'll do that. Except the transcript's been released and there's no quid pro quo. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what it is. There was a cover-up, I tell you. There was a cover-up. Except the transcript was released. Then Adam Schiff says, I'm going to call a hearing on this and read the transcript. Except he doesn't read the transcript. He makes one up. But this is coming from the same person that said, by the way, that evidence of collusion was just laying right out in front of him. It wasn't in front of Bob Mueller, who had, you know, 15 FBI agents and the resources, a $40 million investigation. They couldn't find it, but I guess Adam Schiff saw something that nobody else has yet seen. I want to play this one back for everybody. I would like to remind everybody that he was asked specifically about talking to the witness, the whistleblower. Do we have that one available? We have it? Let's go ahead and play it. Remember this one?
Have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower? What protections could you provide to the whistleblower? And then you also said that the DNI is refusing to turn over this stuff, citing a request from a higher authority. The insinuation left, at least for me and others, was that the president himself had intervened. Is that the insinuation you sought to provide? And if so, what basis do you have for making that insinuation?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns.
Okay. Four Pinocchios from the Washington Post on that one. So this is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The Permanent Committee on Select Committee on Intelligence. This is the head guy. This is the guy that's bringing the, quote, impeachment inquiry. By the way, hearing a lot from Jerry Nadler these days? Not so much. So this is the guy, Adam Schiff, who's, we would like to speak to this person, who your team has already spoken to. But don't worry, it's consistent because the whistleblower number one, that whistleblower didn't bother to put down on the form that they've been in contact with Congress. But have no fear. Have no fear, because nobody cares about whistleblower number one anymore, because now there's whistleblower number two, who hasn't yet filed a formal anything as far as we know. But hey, don't worry, they retain that same law firm that's representing whistleblower number one. I wonder who's paying for all these people, by the way. I'd like to find that out. And then the White House has the nerve to say, you know what, we put up an ambassador last week as a witness who was treated unbelievably, as you heard from Jim Jordan, unbelievably poorly. Why would we do that again? Executive privilege. Oh, if you exercise executive privilege, you are thwarting our investigation. So we don't have to impeach now over Russia collusion or Russia or obstruction in the Mueller investigation or the Ukraine letter and conversation, the conversation rather. No impeachment on that. We don't have to do that. We can now impeach on obstruction of our investigation because what? You're exercising your constitutional privilege. A mad grab for power by Adam Schiff and company. That's what this is. Understand what is at play. This is a complete charade. And why would we, as the president's counsel, as counsel of the president, or why would my colleagues on the inside, White House counsel's office, play this charade? What is the advantage of doing that? Why would you subject anybody to this nonsense? And Harry, it's right there. He says it. They're a co-equal branch of government. You say these witnesses don't testify. That's a grounds for impeachment.
Well, Schiff's analysis is nonsensical. If indeed Congress and the president are co-equal branches of government within the meaning of the Constitution, Schiff does not necessarily have superior power. And indeed, if he believes that Congress has superior power to the executive branch, he can test this in court before an Article III judge.
Right.
And so if he is so confident in his analysis, then he can indeed go to court. But I also think it's clear beyond question, as you alluded to, Jay, that Adam Schiff has consistently lied to the American people. And one could argue that Adam Schiff's lies amount to self-impeachment. In other words, why would anyone in their right mind believe Adam Schiff, believe his constitutional analysis? Certainly his analysis is inconsistent with constitutional history.
Well, it's inconsistent with constitutional history. Again, this is from the same House of Representatives committees that don't recognize attorney-client privilege. I mean, just think about that. Let that one sink in for a moment. You're going to trust the running of your government to people that will not recognize the attorney-client privilege, the executive privilege under Article 2 of the United States Constitution? I mean, that's what is really at play here. Understand what is actually at play here. They failed on Russia. They failed on obstruction. They failed on the Ukraine conversation. They failed on quid pro quo. So now it is, you're not letting witnesses come forward. That's obstructing our investigation. We'll impeach on that. I still don't believe they'll do it. If they do, game on. But look, they're shredding the Constitution in the process, and you just can't let them do it. So whether we have to go to court to enforce it, what I said the other day, let me reiterate, just so everybody's listening understands, every option is on the table. Every single constitutional option is on the table right now. They want to play this way. They want to have their skirmish, is what I keep calling it, handled this way. Fine. See you in court if we need to. Let me tell you what else I'm going to tell you. We've got a very special video for those on our social media platforms. Some interviews I had yesterday that were rather engaging, I will say. So we're going to play some of those for you. Share this feed with your friends right now. We encourage you to do that. If you're listening on radio, do the same thing. Share it with your friends. ACLJ.org, great way to stay engaged with us. At Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ for our Twitter feeds as well. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Share it with your friends right now. Very important. Got a great video coming up for you.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. Everyone, again, share it with your friends. If you're on our social media feeds, we'll take your call at 800-684-3110. Let me say something here because this is important. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're on both coasts right now. I mean, we got constitutional issues that we're talking about right here that are the core of what institutionally ACLJ does. Of course, I also do that in my private capacity as the president's counsel, but these are issues at the heart of the Constitution. And then right now we've got a team of ACLJ lawyers at the U.S. District Court from the Northern District of California. That's San Francisco. And that is on this case involving Planned Parenthood, where Planned Parenthood filed motions to keep out any evidence about what they were doing with the fetal body part sales and illegality. They filed motions. I told you yesterday, yet they were the ones that asked the question. And this is what's so interesting here. They asked the question, why are you engaged? I'm reading this right from the transcript. This is from the trial transcript from the other day. And basically, why are you doing this? They had a witness on the stand, one of our co-defendants. Why are you doing this? And this is, they said, why am I basing that on? And this is what the person says. And the judge trying to intervene a little bit here said, let her finish the question. She was about to answer. And then the question goes on into, what particular criminal activity? This is what the answer was. We wanted to capture evidence of any criminal activity. This is the answer from the witness that Planned Parenthood, this was another defendant, the co-defendant of ours, client, put on the stand and asked her why she did this when they were trying to keep out the reason why they did it, and yet they opened the door. And then the follow-up question is, what particular criminal activity? I'm reading you the transcript. What particular criminal activity? And then the witness said, well, that's a big one to unwrap. We wanted to see if in order to profit from the sale of human body parts that people were willing to alter the procedure. I believe that's known as partial birth abortion. We wanted to know if any medical ethics were being violated, changing procedures without patient's consent, administering medication that would cause overdilation for a woman who's being induced when having an abortion. We wanted to see if those laws were being followed. If there was, among other things, the aiding and abetting of child sex trafficking. Do you want me to go on? This is what the witness says. Question: the question from the response from the lawyer, no. And the witness says, there is more. And then the witness says, your defense to why you went into these places to record is that you thought that each of the persons you were filming had committed or were intending to commit a violent felony against a person. Yes. I'm not going to comment any further about Planned Parenthood's lawyering. Okay, on that one. They didn't want the information in there. There it is. By the way, Constitution's at stake in that one too. It's called freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of association. On the East Coast, dealing with the situation with the president, it's called Article 2. It's called separation of powers. And as Harry Hutchinson said, I want him to say it again, it is a power grab by the Democrats to basically undercut the Constitution. That's really what's going on here.
Absolutely. And it's also important to note that the Democrats only refer to the Constitution when and if they conveniently are looking for another argument to buttress their extremely weak case. On the other hand, when the evidence is clear, when it is crystal clear, for instance, that the president has power within the meaning of Article 2, to protect the executive branch, Democrats conveniently ignore his power. So it is, as I said before, a mad grab for power by the Democrats, and the American people need to understand that.
All right, let me tell you this. I think this is something you need to understand in the reality of what this is. This is, you said, a power grab. This is undercutting the Constitution. This puts the whole constitutional framework and fabric at risk. That's my view. Let's go to the phones, 800-684-3110. Doug's calling from Florida. Doug, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jay, for taking my call.
Absolutely.
We are sick of seeing what's going on right now. My question is, at what point or can President Trump step in and demand a vote, tell him to vote it up or shut the whole thing down, or is there a point at which the Supreme Court will step in? Because I can't believe
every option, Doug, is on the table. We're looking at all kinds of litigation strategies that are necessary with the denial of due process here, because the denial of due process is at unbelievable levels. I mean, It is incredible what they're doing. No, we don't get to question witnesses. There's no depositions. The whistleblower, of course, you can't depose. So is that going to be a base of an article of impeachment? Or now they're going to move to this, you know, obstructing the investigation as the article of impeachment. But you're right. They haven't called for a vote. By the way, when the Constitution talks about the impeachment clause, I'm going to have Will pull it in, put it in the chat for me. The impeachment clause says the House, not some committee. So, of course, they haven't taken it to a floor vote yet. Now, here's the thing. We are 13 months away from an election of the president of the United States. So they're already trying to undo the 2016 election. Now what are they going to do? Trying to impact the 2020 election? I mean, is that what's at play here? So look, every option's on the table. Nothing's off the table. Let me take another call. William is calling from New Jersey. William, you're on the air.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question has to do with all that's going on, Schiff blatantly distorting the president's call right from the very seat in Congress.
Yep.
And all that's going on with the squad. Isn't there legislation that can be developed that immediately addresses these
things? You're not going to get legislation. The House is controlled by the party that's doing that's making up the transcripts. That's the Democrats control the party, control the House. So then you're not going to get legislation through. We got to look at right now is the legal actions available. Is there violations of due process? Should we bring it to court? Like I said, all options are on the table. No decision's been made at this point, but all options are on the table. But you're getting a little taste of it with today. But, I mean, there is really serious constitutional issues at play here, Harry.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we should insist upon with respect to the House, and particularly with respect to Adam Schiff, is that he dedicate some quiet time to actually read the Constitution. Because I think if he read the Constitution, and if indeed he was a competent lawyer, he would understand that there is indeed a separation of powers between Congress, the executive branch, and the judiciary. But Adam Schiff wants to run roughshod over the Constitution when it suits his purposes. He wants to ignore the Constitution when it fails to suit his purpose. And if it's important for the listeners to understand that this approach taken by Adam Schiff does what? It diminishes and destroys the Constitution. And that the Constitution is important whether the president is a Democrat or a Republican. Adam Schiff fails to understand that in part because Adam Schiff is so short-term orientated, but his short-term focus often traps him in his own rhetoric, and he's able to contradict himself and to prove to the American people that he often lies, or alternatively put, he simply makes it up as he goes out of the room.
When he literally made it up. When he did that fake transcript.
Absolutely.
And he had the transcript there he could have utilized. He didn't do that. He
yes.
made it up.
And in part, he wanted to ignore the transcript because the transcript, as I read it, exonerates the president rather than incriminates.
Well, that's why they're off the transcript. Now you're not letting witnesses come forward, so that must be obstruction of our investigation. Again, constitutional privilege is at stake. Leo said on Facebook, does the Constitution offer a remedy for the behavior of Democrats? Yeah. Couple. One's called an election. A second's called if they violate the law. I mean, there may be appropriate court action. We'll see. All right. We've got one phone line open, 800-684-3110. We're here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, you certainly do on SiriusXM. A number of stations carry the full hour as well. All you have to do is go over to ACLJ.org, or very simply, you could also go to Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, where multiple places where our social media feeds are. And if you're on social media right now watching the broadcast, and a lot of you are, we encourage you to share this with your friends. It's a great way to get the conversation engaged. Support the work of the ACLJ in court right now against Planned Parenthood in California, back in federal court literally right now. That's what's happening. Support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
We will fight for the right to live in freedom. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, I want to play for you what Adam Schiff said just a couple hours ago, and this was in reference to the fact that Ambassador Sondland is not testifying. The State Department instructed him not to testify in this charade that's going on. Here's what Adam Schiff said, and we're going to break this down for you.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
Well, there you have it. I mean, so let's break that down. They're basically now no more obstruction, no more Russia collusion, no more the transcript, oh, quid pro quo, none of that. Now it's you didn't produce witnesses. That's obstructing Congress, thus an impeachment article. Maybe that's what that sounds like what they're trying to say now. They're trying to move to that. Undercutting completely the Constitution's prerogatives that the president has as executive of the United States, chief executive, called the executive privilege. But of course, as I said, this comes from the same Congress that doesn't recognize the attorney-client privilege. So why would you expect them to recognize this? So, I mean, just think about what they're saying. The failure to produce this witness now is what, Harry? It's a constitutional prerogative of the president. And they're saying, oh, if you don't do that, we're going to impeach. That's what it sounds like they're trying to get to, because the other stuff's not working out so well for them.
Well, I think Adam Schiff is certainly attempting to develop some basis for continuing his exhaustive investigation, if you will, into the president and to the president's exercise of his Article II powers. But what Adam Schiff consistently fails to recognize is that the president is operating within the parameters of his constitutional authority. Did the president have authority to call President Zelensky of the Ukraine? Absolutely. Did the president, consistent with both the Constitution and with respect to our treaty obligations, have the right to ask President Zelensky to investigate potential criminal activity in the Ukraine involving American citizens? The president clearly had that right. Now, Adam Schiff wishes to argue that despite the president's clear exercise of both his constitutional powers and his treaty powers, again within the meaning of the Constitution, that somehow the president is abusing the process by exercising his power basically to demand compliance with his executive privilege. Adam Schiff does not have the right to write the Constitution to suit his purposes. That is precisely his objective. He will write up the Constitution in order to advance his political agenda. The American people should not stand for it.
Yeah, so rewriting of the Constitution without the constitutional authority to do that. You want to rewrite the Constitution? Just call it a constitutional amendment process. Not what Adam Schiff feels like the next morning, which is basically what this is. Joy on Facebook said this: the left is making all of these faux investigations up as they go, and the American people are fed up with it. I think that's true. And Linda also on Facebook said, aren't you supposed to be able to face your accusers? Well, this is the great, interesting dilemma that the Democrats have. So are they going to base an article of impeachment, if they do it, on the whistleblower one or whistleblower two, who we don't get to examine? We don't know who they are because they're anonymity with this, and no one can cross-examine them. But you're going to remove a president from office based on that? I don't think so. They want to go ahead and try it. But so far, I'm not so sure they're going to do that. I think right now what you got is a lot of seeing which way the wind's blowing. At the end of the day, it will blow in the constitutional flow. And the constitutional flow is not going to allow these House Democrats to override the Constitution of the United States. It's not going to let Planned Parenthood do that in California. It's not going to let Congress do it here. It's just not the way it works. We have a constitution. It is a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Changing the rules during the game is not the way you keep it. But believe me, every option on the table. Coming up on a break on Facebook and Periscope and our Twitter, whatever you might be watching social media, we've got a video for you, special. Here we go.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Yes, everyone. I'm here with our director of policy, Professor Harry Hutchinson. We're going right to the phones. Jerry is calling from Rhode Island. He's on line five. Jerry, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hey.
Comment to Professor Hutchinson. I heard Devin Nunes is letting Schiff just speak, so he hangs himself like the witness out on the West Coast with the abortion case. My procedural question is: is the floor vote thing just like Doug from Florida said? If without a procedure, without a vote on the floor. Do we have to abide? Do you have to comply with any of the subpoenas without?
Well, I think no. I think look. I mean, Article 2 of the Constitution talks about how a president is removed from office, and it's it's the high crimes or misdemeanor standards, and then it says the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers. And this is Article 1, Section 2, and shall have the sole power of impeachment. The House of Representatives, not a committee of Adam Schiff and 10 members of the Democratic and 10 member, or 8 members of the Republican Party. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and have the sole power of impeachment. By the way, they don't have the authority to convict. A trial would take place in the United States Senate. So when you look at this and look at the Constitution and the words of the Constitution itself, the House of Representatives, again, this is a, what was it that Harry said? A mad grab for power by Adam Schiff as if he could do this himself. And Nancy Pelosi knows better. And that's why she says, well, this is a more formal inquiry, whatever that means.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even sure what that means still. What does that mean, by the way?
What does that mean? I'm not sure.
Formal. What, they're going to wear a black tie? I mean, what does that even mean?
I'm not sure Nancy Pelosi knows what that means.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think Nancy Pelosi is trying to have it both ways. On one hand, she wants to placate the leftist base within her party. But on the other hand, she wants to have a way out. And one of the ways of doing that is to launch a quote-unquote formal inquiry without having a House vote to impeach. But the problem with that is the United States Constitution and the text of the Constitution, which suggests that it is up to the entire House of Representatives. It's not up to Adam Schiff to make up the rules as he goes. But with respect to the caller's earlier point, I think it's really important to note that it is possibly in the president's best interest for Adam Schiff to continue to speak out often
Please.
And very, very frequently, because he often impeaches and incriminates himself. He suggests, Adam Schiff continues to suggest, that this is not a serious inquiry. Adam Schiff doesn't really take it seriously. Adam Schiff, remember, is the guy who, rather than read the president's transcript, simply created a fictional narrative, a parody. So he is not taking this seriously. Yet Adam Schiff demands, apparently, that the American people take him seriously. We shouldn't.
The Article 1, Section 2 at the House of Representatives, this is what it says. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. The House of Representatives, not Adam Schiff's committee, not Jerry Nadler's committee, the House of Representatives. And they can refer it back for to committees, but that's not the way what they're doing here. They're trying to have it both ways, but that's not the way this works. So here's what we're going to do. All options on the table. Let me go to Dennis, who's calling from Alabama on line one. Dennis, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. By the way, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Dennis, go ahead.
Hello again, gentlemen.
Yep.
You've pretty much made my point. They keep talking about that they're co-equal with the president. The entire Congress, 535 elected representatives and senators,
right,
are equal with the president, who is the executive branch, one elected person. Not a handful,
correct,
of people who are mad because they lost an election. And
you're 100% right.
Do it, and all they care about.
So all of these issues now can be raised, if necessary, in a court of law, if necessary. But this is, you don't get to change the Constitution or how the Constitution is dealt with here. They don't get to do that. All right, I'm going to take some more calls. Because last segment we take calls the entire segment, so I'm going to try to clear some lines open for you at 800-684-3110. Facebook and Periscope, encourage you, share this information with your friends. Get more people on the feed, which is always helpful here. Let's go ahead and take Ken's call from Arizona on line four. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. With the Democrats wasting so much time, effort, and money to impeach our president and obstruct everything he does, all I can see is their endless harassment and not doing their jobs. My question is there anything positive they have done or are doing for our country? If there is, I certainly don't see it.
Well, the president's governing, and you've seen the situation with the economies. They're trying to get trade negotiations rekindled, it looks like, with the Chinese. So the government is going forward. They're not passing any legislation. Why is it? The House is because they're solely focused on one thing, and that is to try to rough up the president before the election. This, again, I want to go right to Adam Schiff's own words here, folks. I want you to listen to this, number six.
We'll consider this act today, and we've had members fly in from around the country to hear the ambassador's testimony, as well as the withholding of the ambassador's documents, as well as efforts that may be made to discourage or having the effect of discouraging other State Department witnesses from coming forward and testifying, as they have agreed to be further acts of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government.
So if you don't have witnesses testify or produce documents that are protected if you exercise executive privilege under the Constitution and a case law that supports that, if you do that, that's basis of an article of impeachment? I don't think so. And by the way, Adam Schiff, again, you're a committee chairman. The House of Representatives hasn't moved on an impeachment, and I don't care what Nancy Pelosi tries to call it. That's just not factually correct. But there it is again. But this is I want to recast this point. I think it's important here. First, it was Russia collusion, no collusion. Then it was Russia obstruction of the Mueller investigation. Then they couldn't do that. Then Bob Mueller testified. I don't have to say anything more about that. That was the end of that. They didn't hear a lot about that after that. They called Corey Lewandowski. That worked out well for Jerry Nadler's committee. Then what happens? Then, wait a minute, we're not going to talk about this anymore because no one's buying any of that nonsense. So I know what we've got. We've got this whistleblower. There's a quid pro quo on a call with the president and the president of Ukraine, except then with the transcripts released. There is no quid pro quo. But don't worry, because there's this whistleblower who's going to give us more information on how they felt about it. As if, by the way, that's relevant to anything. When the transcript has been released, so obviously no cover-up. Then, let's think about this for a moment. Adam Schiff, the committee chairman, calls a hearing. He's going to get to the bottom of this. Except what happens? Does he read the transcript that has been readily made available by the president's, by the White House? No. He makes one up. But he's good at making things up, because what's the other thing he makes up? He makes up that he did not speak to, nor did his staff speak to, the whistleblower. Whistleblower number one, I will call that whistleblower. Except that was not true. Did you speak? There's a short, we have a short answer to this, but I'm going to play the short one here. Question. Did you or your staff speak to the whistleblower? Do you want to?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to.
Well, you did, so you must have enjoyed it, but it must not have been very good, because whistleblower number one now, not so much in the news. But don't worry, we have whistleblower number two, who hasn't yet filed a complaint and has miraculously hired the same law firm. By the way, in all this, remember what the inspector general said. Whistleblower one, political animus, political bias. So now the whole Ukraine thing, it doesn't work so well. So I know what we're going to do. This will work. If the White House exercises its constitutional prerogatives, we'll make that, the witnesses won't show up, we will make that an article of impeachment. And Harry, that's exactly what they're trying to do here, except I don't think they will ever vote that article of impeachment. They do, great. Game on. Skirmish commenced. But they haven't done it yet. We'll see what they do. Notice what I didn't say. War. Skirmish. That's what this is. Remember, I just dealt with a war. This is a skirmish. I don't care how they say it. But go ahead, Harry.
Well, I think the Democrats consistently demonstrate their own incompetence. They pursued the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, which failed. They put their faith and confidence in James Comey, which failed. They put their faith and confidence in Bob Mueller's investigation, which failed. They claimed a quid pro quo in terms of the discussions with the Ukrainian president. There's no evidence of that. So Adam Schiff, for instance, is showing this crystal clearly, that he is almost as competent as Bob Mueller. And I think that is the bottom line.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. I like the almost. A little predicate there from Harry Hutchison. I mean, that Custom Mueller thing ended up becoming nonsense. Nobody could follow back. My goodness, I handled the case for 2.5 years. I couldn't figure out the report. Nobody else could either. Remember they were trying to read it out loud? Remember all that nonsense? It didn't work out too well either. All right. Last segment coming up. We take your calls. We have one phone line open for now. 1-800-684-3110. Get your call in. 800-684-3110. Don't forget Jordan's book, Next Red Wave, available in bookstores everywhere. And support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that. It's real easy. Go to aclj.org on Facebook and Periscope. We encourage you to share this with your friends. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Well, last time we take your calls, 800-684-3110. We just had a little Jay Sekulow Band rendition of the tune Liar from Three Dog Night. We'll play that at the end of the broadcast for you. And I think we're going to try to put together a little inquiry concert. That's what I'm going to call it, the inquiry concert. Some of the songs that are relevant to this. I'm going to talk to our team right after this and see if we can put that together for you. Probably run it one night this week and just get maybe six of the tunes that we've done at different locations and kind of put it all together for you for a fun evening. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Chris is calling from Nevada. If you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. If the president prevails at either the Second Circuit or even the Supreme Court on the Cyrus Vance tax return lawsuit, can the president then request attorney fees under either the Equal Access to Justice Act or some other federal statute against that county for bringing these suits?
Interesting. So denial of civil rights, a 1983 type action. I don't know. I haven't looked at the. Obviously, the thing that's not on the top of my mind is the recovery of awards of attorney's fees in a case like this. Look, this is a case that could end up with this. Harry Hutchins and I were just talking about this. I mean, this is a hugely significant constitutional issue. If the courts were to rule against our position as it went up, I think there's a really good chance that certiorari would be granted. And boy, that would be right in the. What we do at the American Center for Law and Justice, that would be right in our zone. I mean, that is the quintessential supremacy clause, constitutional powers. I mean, that would be the case, right? I mean, that would be the case of a lifetime in one sense.
I think you're correct. I think this case could have huge implications for any future president. So I think it's very important to pursue this on behalf of President Trump. Because we will then set a standard going forward for future presidents and presidential power. I think it's also clear beyond question that many states and many states' attorneys generals have been unleashed to go out and look for cases in order to harass this particular president. And if they're able to succeed here, then there's nothing that would prevent future district attorneys from pursuing frivolous actions against future presidents.
100%.
So this is an extremely important case, has huge constitutional implications.
What did we say? There was 5,000 local district attorneys and assistants.
I think that is absolutely
5,000. So let's say a third of them are angry at the president. Yes. So you can unleash 1,200? So that's why the founders said we're not going to let local magistrates, that's what they called them then, interfere with the functioning of the unique position the president has in our constitutional framework. All right, taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Carol on Facebook said this: imagine if the left put the amount of effort they've exhausted against the president to actual policy changes for the American people. That'd be interesting. Rosemary said, and this is a really good question, Rosemary, how can you have a second whistleblower, she puts in quotes, about something that is now fully public? Good question. What are they blowing the whistle on? This person, I guess, will say, I didn't like the president's conversation. So what? Yeah, so what? The transcript is out. So you don't like the conversation? So what? I mean, that's the legal response. So what? I've actually used in courts before where they'll make these long, eloquent arguments and they're going on and going on, except it's irrelevant to the entire case. I said, that's very interesting, but completely irrelevant. So what? Assuming all that's true. Okay, what does that mean? So what is the second whistleblower? Going to have better, because you don't hear about the first whistleblower anymore. That first whistleblower was gone to Bob Mueller land. No one's talking about that. All right, Nancy's calling. She's on line one from Indiana. Go ahead, Nancy. You're on the air.
Isn't there someone that could hold the House of Representatives accountable to adhering to the Constitution?
Yeah, the voters in the United States of America. It's up to the voters. Now, we also believe we have a constitutional right. We have the ability legally to hold them accountable if necessary through various potential lawsuits if necessary for violating due process, for violating, again, as I told you, Article 1. when it talks about impeachment, it's very specific. It's Article 1, Section 2. Nobody wants to read these. I do. What does it say? The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. The House of Representatives, not a committee. So is this an impeachment proceedings? Answer, false. No, it's not. Read the Constitution itself. It is not. That's why this is a charade. Walter is calling from Virginia. He's on line 5. Hi, Walter.
Hi, Jay. Enjoy listening to you. So I'm just really upset. They're trying to overturn, and they are determined to overturn the election of this president, and either that or make him look so bad next year that nobody will vote for him. And another thing that, you know, you got Eric Holder along with Obama's activists, you know, trying to gerrymandering, trying to redraw the line.
Sure.
To
look, Walter, you're in a live political season. We are 13 months from an election. What they should do if they're this concerned about it is there's an election. Let the American people decide. So instead, you've got this, you know, congressional charade going on right now because they don't want to let the American people decide because we're literally 13. Let's say they start a proceeding, which they haven't. A real proceeding. And it gets to what are they going to do this in January, February, March? So, yeah, of course you're right. They're trying to rough the president. But I think the American people, Harry, see right through this. It is a charade.
I think that is correct. I think voters need to get mobilized and engaged. But number two, voters need to know that the Democrats really do not care about the United States Constitution. They do not care about the results of an election. What they care about most and foremost is political power. And once they attain their objectives, their secondary objective is to remain in power permanently. So the American people need to get mobilized, they need to get engaged, and they need to take action.
I think that's exactly correct. And I think what we've been able to establish on the broadcast today is we started from the beginning and we've shown this charade after charade after charade. Let me tell you what's going to be coming up the rest of this week because we've got incredible programming lined up. Tomorrow, I want to get into this whole situation with Turkey, Syria, the Middle East, Israel, because I think we could use a day diversion from the impeachment inquiries that are going on. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to take Thursday. We're going to get into our case in San Francisco on the life issue. And then what I want to do on Friday is we're going to get back to this topic. And I'm going to take you back to how all this started and all the comments that we were making along the way historically over the last month or so, putting it all together on a special program so you understand exactly what – it's kind of what I just said at the beginning of this broadcast, lining it all up for you and show you where they're trying to go. I think that will give you a sense of what we're actually dealing with. All right, now listen, that is going to do it for the broadcast today. Let me tell you, we've got a team – I just read you a piece of that transcript in the first half hour of the broadcast – in California right now, 3 ACLJ lawyers, 4 with our local counsel. In a case involving Planned Parenthood, your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. We got those lawyers in court right now. Your support makes a big difference. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org is the way to engage that. You can support the work of the ACLJ. I encourage you to do it. Become part of the team. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, any of our other social media, Instagram, our social media platforms. But you also should be getting the newsletters of the ACLJ. You could sign up for those. It's really easy to do. All you have to do is go over to ACLJ.org, sign up for the newsletters. You'll start getting our updates. And, of course, we've got a very active social media platform, so you know what's going on all the time. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. We got for our friends on Facebook and Periscope and Twitter. Hang on. Got a tune for you from the Jay Sekulow Band. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.